You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia, and this is summer special episode number 4, aka also known as the second part of our To Get saga. So last week in part number 1, we saw that the verb to get is irregular, right? You can either say get, got, gotten, every day I get, yesterday I got, and lately I have gotten, or you can say every day I get, yesterday I got, and lately I have got, right? So both options are correct, gotten being more American. We saw how we use to get with an adjective, quote, to reach a particular state or condition, unquote, or quote, to make somebody, something, or yourself reach a particular state or condition, unquote, as the Oxford Learner's Dictionary puts it, in their definition, right? With sentences like, I'm getting angry, this is getting difficult, or, they got married, right? Now, we also saw the 20-something meanings of the verb to get, some of them being things like to receive, to obtain, to order, to arrive, to use a certain kind of transport, etc., etc., etc. So today we're going to pick up right where we left off, and this to pick up where we left off significa retomar donde lo dejamos, to pick something up where we left off. And we will start with a quick question mix about, you know, those 1001 meanings of the verb to get. Just kidding, it's not 1001, it's about 25 or something. And we're going to practice some of them, probably the most common ones. So here we go with question mix about to get. So, are you getting sick of the situation around the world? And by that I mean any situation that you might get sick of, when it comes to whatever, when it comes to the pandemic, when it comes to climate change, when it comes to human rights, whatever it is, are you getting sick of the situation around the world? For me, I can say, yes, I am. I am getting sick of a lot of things, right? Me estoy hartando, right? Number 2, do you get sick easily? Do you get sick easily si nos enfermamos fácilmente? In my case, no, I don't. I don't get sick easily. Number 3, do you get the verb to get? Cuando nos referimos a entender, a pillar, ¿no? El significado. Do you get the verb to get? I do. I get the verb to get. Lo entiendo. Number 4. Do you get to try out new stuff? Do you get to try out new stuff? Si se nos da o tenemos la posibilidad de probar cosas nuevas. Yes, I do. I get to try out new stuff. Number 5. How often do you get angry? How often do you get angry? I get angry maybe once a month. That's usually how often I get angry. Number 6, do you like to get presents for people? So to choose, right, or to buy presents for people, yes, I do. I like to get presents for people. If we said, do you like to get presents from people, ahí sí que cambiaría al receive, en vez de comprar para alguien, recibir de alguien. But the verb stays the same, right? Number 7, do you enjoy getting your nails done or maybe your hair cut? So, do you enjoy getting your nails done or your hair, otra palabra, cut? No haircut como corte de pelo, sino your hair cut, que te corten el pelo, ¿no? So, do you enjoy getting your nails done or your hair cut? Yes, I do. I particularly enjoy getting my nails done. It's something that I don't do very often. I'm not a big fan of getting my hair cut because I'm never, literally never happy with my haircut. So that's a little bit of a not too nice experience for me. Number 8, do you try to get dinner occasionally? Yes, I do. I try to get dinner occasionally. Do you really make an effort? Yes, I do. Now, in this case, if you think back to last episode, to get food or to get dinner means to prepare, right? To prepare a meal. Now, and I explained to you guys that for me, it means more like buying, right? So who is getting dinner? Who is paying for dinner, right? So when I go out with my husband, occasionally he pays, occasionally I pay, right? Well, sometimes he pays, sometimes I pay. So I get dinner. Don't worry, I'll get it. I'll get it. Yo lo pago, right? You get it next time. Tú me invitas la próxima vez, right? So this is the meaning of to get dinner in this case. Number 9, are you going to get a COVID test later today? No, I'm not. I'm not going to get a COVID test later today. Number 10, will you get sick if you wear summer clothes in winter? Yes, I will. I will get sick if I wear summer clothes in winter. Now, I don't get sick easily, but if I wear summer clothes in winter, then I'll definitely get sick. Number 11, how old were you when you got your first vaccine? No, aquí nos referimos a recibir esa primera vacuna. So how old were you when you got your first vaccine ever? I think I was like a couple of months when I got my first vaccine. Number 12, did you get bored yesterday? No, I didn't. I didn't get bored yesterday. Number 13, how long did it take you to get home yesterday? Well, it took me about 5 minutes to get home. I just went to the supermarket around the corner. Number 14, would you get a cab if you finished work really late? No, would you get a cab? No, tomar ese medio transporte. Would you get a bus or a train or a taxi, whatever it is. So would you get a cab if you finished work really late? Yes, I would. I would get a cab if I finished work really late. Or I would get my husband to pick me up. Diferencia, get a cab, was pillar un taxi o ir en taxi. And to get my husband to pick me up is convencer a mi marido que me recoja, right? So same verb, different meaning. Aquí tenemos los mil y un significados del verb to get. Number 15, when was the last time you got someone to do something for you? And this is exactly what I was talking about before. Ese convencer o que alguien haga lo que queremos, ¿no? So when was the last time you got someone to do something for you? The last time I got someone to do something for me was a couple of hours ago. I got my husband to make lunch. Number 16, have you ever gotten sick from eating oysters? Have you ever gotten sick from eating oysters? No, I haven't. I've only eaten oysters twice in my life. The first one, they were raw. The second one, they were grilled. Amazing. The first one, not so much. And I was a little bit worried, you know, because a lot of people stop eating oysters because they have a bad experience. They just get sick from it. So I was worried that I would get sick, but I didn't. Number 17, would you get a Ferrari if you won the lottery? In this case, get means to buy. Would you buy a Ferrari if you won the lottery? In my case, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get a Ferrari. I wouldn't buy a Ferrari if I won the lottery. I would get another car, but not a Ferrari. Number 18, were you just getting to the meeting point when your friend texted you where you were? That sometimes happens, right? You're a little bit late and you're literally around the corner, and then the person that you're supposed to meet with is texting you, where are you? Right. So were you just getting to the meeting point when your friend texted you where you were? Yes, getting significa llegando. Were you just getting, estabas, were you just arriving at the meeting point, right? So were you just getting to the meeting point when your friend texted you where you were? And the last one from this question mix is, would you have gotten married if your partner hadn't asked you? Now, in my case, the answer is yes. I would have gotten married if my partner hadn't asked me because I asked. So in this case, it was me from the beginning. So if you are married and your partner had asked you, ask yourself, would you have gotten married if your partner hadn't asked you? Yes, gotten married is casarse, no? So that was pretty easy, right? It was a little bit of what we saw last week. And now, chan, let's move into uncharted territory. Territorio inexplorado o desconocido, with to get and phrasal verbs. Now, just a quick reminder what a phrasal verb is. Now, a phrasal verb is, and this is again the definition taking from the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, it is a verb combined with an adverb or a preposition or sometimes both to give a new meaning. ¿Con qué es lo que os tenéis que quedar? Que añadiendo cualquier otra palabra, pues que sea un adverbio o una preposición, le da un nuevo significado. That you don't have to know what an adverb is, you don't have to know what a preposition is. If you do, great, but it is just a verb with something else, right? Eso lo convierte, más o menos, roughly speaking, into a phrasal verb. Seguro que hay gente que lo distingue un poco más, que dice, ya, pero es que eso solamente es preposición, no, eso solamente es tal. You really don't have to know that much of a definition or that deep of a meaning of what a phrasal verb actually is. Borderline is que el verbo tiene otro significado que si le añadimos alguna otra partícula, right? Now, sometimes that new meaning, quote unquote, new meaning, is actually very similar to the initial meaning. And a good example is the verb to clean. So when I go into the Oxford Learner's Dictionary and I type into clean, the definition that comes up is to remove the dirt or dust from something, right? To remove the dirt or dust from something, limpiar, right? But then we have to clean up. Now I type in clean up in the Oxford Learner's Dictionary and it tells me it's a phrasal verb and the definition is to remove dirt, etc., from somewhere, right? So if we look at the, if we compare the definitions, to remove the dirt or dust from something, and to clean up is to remove dirt, etc., que perfectamente podría ser dust, polvo, ¿no? So to remove dust, etc., from somewhere. La única diferencia es from somewhere, de algún sitio, and from something, de algo. But the actual meaning de clean y clean up is muy parecido, right? So do I still call them phrasal verbs? I surely do. So as I said, there might be people who get really strict with, yeah, but this is not really a phrasal verb, or this doesn't really change the meaning, so this maybe shouldn't be called a phrasal verb. Who cares? Phrasal verbs are those verbs that have something that makes them difficult to use. Y sabéis perfectamente a lo que me refiero porque es un infierno para todos, including for myself. I learned them when I was like 16 or something. Before that, I had no idea que existía un concepto como los phrasal verbs. Right. So let's get started with all of those get phrasal verbs and what they mean. Now, this is not 100% of the phrasal verbs that exist with get. There are a lot. I chose about 40. Yeah, 40. There might be more. There might be more. So this is not... eso es todo lo que tienes que saber sobre el verbo to get y sus phrasal verbs. No, pues puede haber más que that I don't know, that I don't use it, I don't find interesting, right? So this is not a definite list, just so you know. So the first one is to get about or to get around, and they actually have a pretty similar meaning, que es moverse, desplazarse o viajar. So when you say, for example, she gets about quite a lot or she gets around quite a lot, es que se mueve mucho. Se viaja mucho, se desplaza por el mundo bastante, right? Number two, get above yourself. It's actually, I didn't know this one. It's British. And it means to have too high an opinion of yourself. Es pues tener una opinión demasiado alta de uno mismo. Pues ser un poco arrogante quizás, ¿no? To get above yourself. I had no idea about this one. Number three, to get across. Que es expresar, hacer entender o transmitir. So he wasn't sure if he got his point across. So imagine you're talking to someone and that person kind of looks at you like a deer in the headlights, no? In Germany we would say they understand a train station. Que no se entera, no termina como ein. Then you can say, am I getting my point across? Am I making myself understood? Se me entiende, no? Am I getting my point across? Number four, to get ahead or to get ahead of, que es adelantar o dejar atrás. If you go too quickly, maybe, or if you just go quickly, and en el sentido positivo, you're getting ahead when it comes to work, or you can get ahead of yourself. Es que vas demasiado rápido, ¿no? I'm getting ahead of myself. Cuento demasiado, vamos a volver, because I forgot to tell you something else. And this is something that happens to me all the time, because soy horrible. Maybe you know, if you have listened to a couple of podcasts already, you'll know que me es muy difícil llegar al grano. So I tell you the whole thing, and my husband's sometimes like, couldn't you just tell me this? Couldn't you just tell me that you bought milk instead of wine, whatever. I'm like, you know, but I had to tell you the whole story. Y remo, vamos, días atrás cuando hablé con una amiga y me dijo que mejor tal, no sé qué. Y al final, no resumo, right? So sometimes what happens is that I find that I am maybe not getting my point across. I'm forgetting something, pero me adelanto, ¿no? So I'm getting ahead of myself. I hope I'm making myself understood. Number five, to get along or to get along with es llevarse bien con alguien. So for example, my best friend doesn't get along with my other friends, or I could say my best friend and my other friends don't get along. Por eso ese with es opcional, porque yo me llevo bien con alguien o nos llevamos bien. No decimos nos llevamos bien con. Yo me llevo bien contigo, nos llevamos bien. Right? So this is, you and I get along, or I get along with you. Right? So this is the difference. Number six, to get around to. To get around to is encontrar el tiempo para hacer algo. So I never seem to get around to cleaning the windows. Pues nunca encuentro el tiempo de limpiar las ventanas. Get at, number seven. To get at is insinuar o querer llegar a o meterse con alguien. Now I use it in the sense of insinuar o querer llegar. So I'm not sure what you're getting at, what you are getting at. No sé a dónde quieres ir con todo eso, ¿no? Imagine somebody saying something to you and you're like, ¿a dónde quieres llegar con eso? I'm not sure. What are you getting at? ¿No? ¿Qué quieres decir? ¿Qué estás insinuando? Number eight, to get away. To get away, that's quite easy. Escapar o fugarse o huir. So, do you know the series or the show How to Get Away with Murder? It's a pretty famous, I think, and pretty, I don't know if there are 5 or 6 or 7 seasons, How to Get Away with Murder. Es como escapar o salirse o fugarse. No. Actually, let me roll back. To get away is, for example, when they got away, they stole something and they got away. Se escaparon, ¿no? Huyeron o se fugaron. Now, to get away with has a slightly different meaning que salirse con la suya. Sorry about that, because they are right one after the other. So salirse con la suya o salir impune, that would be to get away with. So in the case of How to Get Away with Murder, es como salirse con la suya, como salir impune después de un asesinato, right? So another example would be some people literally get away with doing nothing at work, right? I'm sure we all have or had a colleague que se estaba tocando la punta de la mismísima nariz, and everybody was like, oh yeah, they're great, you know, and they literally got away with doing absolutely nothing at work. Or maybe we did, maybe it was just me. Number 10, get back. Get back is quite easy as well. Volver o regresar. So you're leaving tomorrow, I know that, but when are you getting back? Cuando vuelves, cuando regresas, right? A very similar one is get something back. Simplemente metemos ese something, que puede ser a book, a CD, a car, a present, money, whatever, que es recuperar o devolver, right? So when I was in school, an old friend of mine once lent me a CD, and shame on me, she never got it back. Nunca lo recuperó porque me quedé con él, con el CD, o con el libro, o con lo que sea. We've all been there. We've all done this. A lo mejor lo habéis prestado y nunca lo habéis recuperado, o lo habéis tomado prestado y nunca lo habéis devuelto. Am I right? Am I the only one? Tell me. So an old friend of mine once lent me a CD, and shame on me, she never got it back. Nunca lo recibió de vuelta. Nunca lo recuperó. Or I never got it. No, she never got it back. Así se diría. Get back is number 12, que es vengarse. So we sometimes waste too much time thinking about ways we can get back at someone. Como pues pasamos demasiado tiempo o gastamos demasiado tiempo pensando cómo nos podríamos vengar de alguien, I think it is in Spanish. Number 13, get back to. Get back to would be dar una respuesta, that's one meaning, or volver a lo que se estaba haciendo antes. So you can say, that's a really great idea. Let me think about it and I'll get back to you in an hour or so. No, pues te vuelvo, volvemos a hablar de ese tema en más o menos una hora. I'll get back to you. No, te doy una respuesta. It's not exactly like to answer. It's just kind of to retomar pues un poco la conversación. Si sale una respuesta clara, genial. Y si no, pues saldrá seguramente en algún momento. And the other option, de volver a lo que se estaba haciendo antes. Imagine you are on the phone and listening to your best friend whining about some kind of situation. And you're like, listen, I should probably get back to work. No, to get back to work, debería volver a lo que estaba haciendo antes, que es trabajar. Number 14, get back together. Get back together. Literally, volver a estar juntos, but in the sense of a romantic relationship. So imagine a couple, they break up, and but then eventually they get back together. So they break up in fall, and then, say, in winter, they get back together, vuelven a estar juntos vuelven a ser pareja. Number 15, to get behind, atrasarse. I'm getting behind with literally everything I have to do. Number 16, get by. Get by lo vimos en English O'Clock, en, I think, in advanced or intermediate episodes, que es apañarse o a salir adelante o hacerse entender. So my French isn't great. It's actually really not great. But I get by. So if I went to France, I would get by. Me apañaría. Number 17, get down. Bajar, literalmente. I'm going down or I'm getting down. Bajar o desanimar. So you could say, What are you doing up there? Imagine you see someone on the roof and you're like, what are you doing up there? Get down from the roof. Baja, no? Number 18, get down to. Get down to is empezar a hablar de algo o ponerse manos a la obra. So the only, really the only time I would use to get down to is with business. And it will be they got down to business straight away. Se pusieron manos a la obra con el con business talk, right? So there were, maybe they said, how are you? How is life? And then they got down to business, se pusieron con el business talk. Number 19, get in. Get in, easy one. Entrar o llegar. How did you get in? ¿Cómo entraste? Right? Get in on. It's not get it on, sino get in on. Get it on significa otra cosa. I'm not going to tell you, though. Get in on something is participar. So, for example, can I get in on the present si puedo participar en el regalo? Or a weekend plan, maybe, or whatever you want to participar en, ¿no? 21, get into. Get into, meterse en, subirse a, o enganzarse a. So, I really like the meaning of enganzarse a algo, in the sense of I'm actually reading tetralogy right now and I'm really getting into it. Pues me está enganzando. I'm really getting into it. Number 23, get off es bajarse, salirse o terminar de trabajar. So she got off the bus, for example. Or in the sense of terminar de trabajar, when are you getting off? When are you getting off? Or I'm getting time off, es decir, pues tomaré un descanso del trabajo in about 2 weeks, right? 25, to get off with. Ooh, sexy. To get off with means liarse con alguien. So for example, I can say my best friend got off with his boss at the annual office party. Pues se liaron. Se liaron en la fiesta de la oficina anual, right? O en la fiesta anual de la oficina. So my best friend got off with his boss at the annual office party. 26, which is actually not true. I don't have a boss. 26, get on es subirse o llevarse o progresar even. So she got on the bus, for example. Or how are you getting on, no? ¿Cómo estás progresando? ¿Cómo llevas ese proyecto? ¿Cómo te va? ¿No? 27, get on something. To get on something es ponerse con algo. In the sense of, if you ask someone, can you do this for me or can you do that? Like booking a table at a restaurant, maybe. So imagine someone says, can you take care of this? Can you book a table at the restaurant? And you say, I'll get on it straight away. I'll get on it straight away. Me pongo con ello enseguida. 28 is to get on with, not to get on something, but to get on with, que es seguir a tomar o proceder. So how are you getting on with this new project? ¿No? ¿Cómo sigues o cómo procedes con ello? ¿Cómo te va? ¿No? 29, get out. It's fairly easy, I think. Salir, escapar o largarse. So you could say, after being in hospital for a month, she finally got out last week. Salió, no, no se escapó, pero salió del hospital la semana pasada. Or if you're really fed up with the situation, you're like, right, that's it, I'm getting out of here. Me largo, me voy, me piro, no? That's another meaning of this, to get out. Another get out could be salir a la luz. So, for example, if you have a secret and you tell someone, you say, this secret cannot get out. No puede salir a la luz. 31, get over. To get over is recuperarse, superar o olvidar. So you can get over a sickness, for example. And in my case, it took me ages to get over my first love. So my first love really, really, really broke my heart. And it took me ages to get over it, de superarlo, ¿no? 32, a pretty similar one, to get over, but to get over yourself, que es casi como restarse importancia a uno mismo, right? Si estamos como muy preocupados por algo que, bueno, que tampoco pinta tanto. Somebody can say, oh, just get over yourself, it's not that big of a deal. Supéralo, tío, no es para tanto, ¿no? O tía. 33 is get round or get around. Dos palabras, get round sin la A o get around con la A. Depending, British would be round, around would be American. Y es resolver algo con éxito. To get round or to get around. So an example could be, I don't think there is a way of getting round this issue, or I don't think there is a way of getting around this issue. Pues no creo que podemos, se puede hacer sin pasar por eso, ¿no? 34, another get around or get round, pero esta vez con two, sería ponerse con algo o encontrar el tiempo para ponerse con algo. So, and I think I mentioned this last week, I have finally gotten around to preparing an episode on to get, on the verb to get. So careful here, because it's I have finally gotten around to preparing. Ese to get around to requiere un gerundio, esa forma de ing. So I have finally gotten around to preparing an episode on to get. We have a few more, so bear with me. You wanted this, Chicharito. So I hope this is entertaining enough for you. To get through, que es superar. You will get through this. Pues vas a poder con ello, vas a atravesarlo bien, vas a superarlo, ¿no? 36, to get through to, pues to get through, pero añadimos ese to, es comunicarse con. So no matter how often I call, there doesn't seem to be a way to get through to him. No hay manera de comunicarse con él, de conectar con él. Get to. I think we saw this last week. Molestar. Students canceling is really getting to her. So it's really annoying, right? Pues le molesta. Four more. 39, to get together is juntarse o reunirse. In my case, my friends and I try to get together at least once a month. De juntarnos, ¿no? Intentamos juntarnos por lo menos una vez al mes. Number 40, get up, super easy. Two meanings, levantarse, as in I get up at 7:00 in the morning, or ponerse de pie. She got up and left. Se puso de pie y se marchó. 41, get up as, and this is a really, really funky one. I had no idea about this one. I was like, what? This doesn't even sound natural to me. No me suena ni natural, pero por desconocimiento propio, no porque sea esté mal. So get up as, to get up as, es disfrazarse. And the example that the Oxford Learners Dictionary has on their website, so if you type in get up as in the Oxford Learners Dictionary, this is the example that you will find, is she was got up as an Indian princess. Que yo entiendo que significa, pues ella estaba disfrazada de una princesa india. And the last one for today, get up to, es llegar hasta, alcanzar o hacer travesuras. The pretty literal one is llegar hasta o alcanzar. So I got up to chapter 5 and then I fell asleep. Or if you imagine you're in a company and then the HR department has suspiciously a lot of meetings, and you're like, there are a lot of meetings in the HR department. I wonder what they are getting up to again. No, qué travesuras estarán haciendo, right? So that's it. About 40 or 39 phrasal verbs with get. ¿Cómo os quedáis? I think some of them are quite easy. Some of them are quite logical. Some of them are really tricky. Some of them I use a lot. Others I don't use that much. If you had to give me your top 5, what would it be of your get uses in general, not just the phrasal verbs, but maybe what we did last week and this week or today? What were your top 5 on to get uses be? Before you tell me, let me go over two more things. I know we did it last week with the word of the day and an expression, but I found another one that I wanted to share with you, una que quería compartir con vosotros. So the word of the day is get up and go. And it's four words, get up and go. But funny enough, it's not a phrasal verb. It's not an adjective. It isn't a preposition. It's a noun. Es un sustantivo. Get up and go. And it means this chispa o ganas o determinación de hacer cosas. right? So a person that has a lot of get up and go tiene como iniciativa propia de mejorar las cosas. So get up and go se escribe con hyphens, con guiones, get hyphen, o sea, get guión up guión and guión go, get up and go, esa determinación, ese fuego, ¿no? De hacer o cambiar cosas. And then an expression is go get lost. Go get lost. And go get lost is a pretty rude way of saying vete donde Jesús perdió la chancla, right? Vete a la mierda. Go get lost. I mean, there are way worse ways to say it. With the F word, for example. But go get lost es una manera de... Pues bastante desagradable decir, mira, vete de aquí. Go get lost. No, piérdete. Kind of like, I don't know if there's a more accurate Spanish translation with perderse. But I don't think there is. Vete. Yeah, no, I think it's just vete a la beep. La mierda. Or vete donde, vete a freír espárragos o... go get lost, right? Go get lost. Or just get lost. Get lost. Get lost. Vete. Vete. Right. Right. And this is it for today. 30 minutes talking about phrasal verbs. Wow. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you have any ideas or maybe insecurities or whatever you may have. I'm right here. Even though you see that I'm not too active on social media. No estoy publicando o poniendo nada en redes sociales just because... It's summer and we decided just to take it slow, right? But I would appreciate it if you send me on Twitter at English_o'clock or on Instagram at English o'clock 2.0 or just on iVox commenting this very same episode. Your top five uses of the verb to get. In my case, it would probably be get plus adjective. I think that is like get angry or get hungry or get better or get worse or this is getting bad or this is getting difficult. This is probably my number one usage when it comes to get. And then what can I get you? ¿Qué te puedo ofrecer? No? Or don't worry, I'll get it. No, yo lo pago. Those kind of uses are probably my favorite. And when it comes to phrasal verbs... So if you want, you can give me a couple of maybe one lists of three or five, whatever you want. Just tell me the stuff that you like about the verb to get. And maybe what you find difficult as well. Lo que os cuesta. Whatever you want to share with me, you can. That's what I'm here for. Get by is one I quite like. Apañarse, ¿no? Get on with something. Seguir con algo. Get through. Superar. Get together. I like that one. Juntarse o reunirse, ¿no? What are you up to? No, what are you getting up to? Las travesuras. Not that much. Get away with. He got away with murder. Or he got away with lying to his mother or whatever it is. Whatever you can get away with. Tell me something that you got away with. I got away with... I don't remember the last thing that wasn't too positive that I got away with. Huh. I don't remember, but maybe you can think of something. All right. I don't want to keep you much more. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope you're having an awesome, awesome summer. Enjoy the rest of August. Enjoy the week. And I'm right here if you need anything. So don't be shy. Don't be shy. Take it easy out there. Take good care of yourselves. And I hopefully see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.